message is by Pastor Mike Hammonds of Angleton First Assembly of God, located in Angleton, Texas. May the Lord bless you and speak to your heart as you listen.
Set goals, nothing wrong with that, but you don't have to wait for January either. But you know, the best new beginning you can have is just a new beginning in life. Just a new start. You know, we all fall short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes, and we all make bad decisions, and we all put ourselves behind the eight ball sometimes, and sometimes the decisions are worse than others, and sometimes the consequences of those decisions are bigger than others. But we all need God's grace. We all need God's mercy. And some of us, you know, we are where we are because of God's grace and mercy, because of people around us. And so we have no stones to throw in judgment. We have nobody to look down upon. We're grateful for God. And what we know that He did for us, He can do for anybody. And this morning, we've got a group here, Adult and Teen Challenge, right out of Alvin. They relocated from Pasadena to Alvin. They're getting closer to us. And so they're right down the road, and they're going to have some time here in just a little bit. But the theme of this morning is just new beginnings and people who get a new start in life. And if you're here or if you're watching with us and you've like, man, there's got to be more. There is more. And maybe you need the new beginning that God gives. Whenever we are born again, we give our lives to Jesus. We become a new creature in Christ. But even for some of us who've been born again and been following Jesus, sometimes we need another new beginning. Not that we need to be saved again. We just need to be refreshed. We need to be rejuvenated. We need a fresh touch of God's Spirit on our life. It gets wearisome down here, doesn't it? And it's been a weary 2020. I'm like most, I'm hoping for better. I'm hoping 2020 wasn't a preview of things to come. But we don't know. But we know Him. And I'm going to tell you, regardless of what happened, what will happen, God wins. And everybody that belongs to Him wins. You may lose a battle here and there, but the war's not over. Stay in there, fight the good fight, and know that God wins. Amen? So I'm going to turn this over. There's a group of ladies that have come to be with us here today, and I haven't had the opportunity to meet them all. I've been out to their place. Now they're back to our place. Actually, they've been here before, some of them, and so it's good to have them back. And I'm going to turn it over to Shelby, and Shelby will take it from there. Would y'all give her and Teen Challenge a hand as she comes?
So, what if I told you that in the U.S., roughly 20 million Americans aged 12 and older battled a substance abuse disorder? To put that into perspective, the population of Texas is 28 million. What if I told you that in Texas alone, there is 2.5 million people over the age of 17 who have an alcohol or illicit drug problem? What if I told you that in the greater Houston area, there are tens of thousands of prostitutes who are being pimped out by their families for drugs who are in desperate need of help? What if I told you that Houston is one of the largest hubs for human trafficking in the nation, in the largest hub in Texas? Houston has over 200 active brothels and two opening each month. What if I told you that when it seems that the problem is too great and there seems to be no way, that the mountain is just too big, that our great big God does make a way? So 51 years ago, the Lord led a couple to launch the first Teen Challenge program here in Texas. It was in San Antonio. Modeling after the very first home that started in New York, inspired by Reverend David Wilkerson. David Wilkerson began his ministry as an outreach to gang members, and it has evolved in residential programs to teach Bible-based curriculum to help people with life-controlling problems heal and overcome. Since 1958, thousands of lives have been changed. And are currently, there are 200 programs in the U.S. and 1,400 programs in the world. Today's treatment program by other rehabs, not Adult and Teen Challenge, is usually about 30 to 90 days. I get that a lot. Girls call all the time and want a 30 or 90 day. All the time. Usually it's a 30 or 90 day inpatient facility. It costs on an average $7,000 a month with a 28% success rate after 5 years. Adult and Teen Challenge's solution is a 12-month-long residential program that has no monthly fees, and it has a 78% rate after 5 years.
How are you guys doing today? Good. Well, I am both happy and honored to be here today. My name is Diana Rako. I am a student intern at the Houston Women's Program at Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas. And I have been in the program for 16 months, so I am celebrating 16 months of sobriety. So celebrate with me. Thank you. You know what? God is good. Every bit of that was Him pulling us out of that addiction, plucking us out of where we were. But I also want to celebrate my sister's sobriety. You know, it's no easy feat. It's not at all. You know, it requires making a year-long commitment, and most of our women who come into the program are leaving children and family members behind. We're all leaving somebody behind. Daily, our students are faced with spiritual battles. It's a struggle. And every woman in this program needs encouragement, especially on their journey. You know, they need encouragement to find that hope and that peace and to live the life that they were created to live. I and we want to invite you to be a part of that journey. So I personally want to invite each of you to be a student sponsor. Every student you see here today needs a sponsor. Ladies, raise your hands. We all need a sponsor. This process is actually super easy. You can either go online at tctexas.org or visit us at our table after the service, and we can actually hook you up and point you in the right direction. All you need to do is just follow the path to Houston Women's Campus. But also, we will have a sponsorship brochure at the table, and we can hook you up with that. When you sign up every month, you will receive an update about her process, and that's really cool because they're going to send you a brochure in the mail. It's going to have her lovely photo on that brochure, a little update on what she's going to be doing. And most importantly, you're going to be able to write and encourage her and pray for her. So one time, I was about in the 10th month of my program, and I didn't even know I had sponsors, praise God, right? Well, I was really struggling that day, and I don't know if you can relate. It's like that ugly prayer, kind of like, you know, ugly crying kind of thing going on. Well, I was struggling, and I prayed. I said, Lord, I need encouragement. I need encouragement to get me through this program. And somebody just slammed a little package down on my table, on my bed, and I opened it up, and it was a Devo and a note. That was a Dr. Charles Stanley devotional. And a little note, and it encouraged me to get through the next 2 months of my program, and now I'm going on 16 months, praise God, right? But the best thing that's what it's going to do is you will be invited to celebrate at their graduation day, which is really amazing. You know, yesterday I was encouraging a student, Miss Denise, you'll hear from her later. I said, Denise, you're doing a great job. She said, I'm trying, I hope so, because you know what? I have a goal. And I said, what's that goal? She said, graduation day. You know, that's a great goal for us all to have. Graduation day, we all have that hope, the hope for healing, the hope for restoration, the hope for a future. And many of our students, they say the letter, just like myself, they say the letters and the notes they receive gave them hope and encouragement at the right time. It's just that little push and that little courage to get us through. So for just $35 a month, you can sponsor a student. And your entire gift will help provide housing, counseling, and numerous other recovery services for your student. So on behalf of the students and interns of Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas here in the Houston Women's Campus, I want to thank all of you guys for your sponsorship and for your help today. And Pastor Mike, thank you so much for having us come out today and just being just a partner with Adult and Teen Challenge. It really means a lot that a pastor and a campus really helps to produce what the Lord is doing here at Adult and Teen Challenge. And from all of us, thank you so, so much. I would like to introduce one of our first testimonies. Denise, come on up here, girl. Everybody, just give her a warm welcome. She's an amazing girl. You're about to find out. Here you go.
Giving an honor to God. Because of him, I'm standing here. My name is Denise Daniels. I'm from Dallas, Texas, the South Side, the ghetto. It's where my addiction began to grow more than I thought it ever would. My mother passed Christmas Day, 2017, and it seemed like my whole world exploded. You only get one mother. You can have 1,000 fathers, but you can only get one mother. And all of a sudden, I found myself homeless for the first time in my life. In my family, there was no such thing. But now I'm living from corner to corner, or from drug house to drug house, and from field to field, from bug-infested tents. And I was scared. I didn't know whether to be safe. I didn't feel safe. Sometimes I was afraid to go to sleep. Strange people around, people I didn't know, people that I did know that I didn't trust. And I had some friends in these churches. They were churches in the neighborhood that came by to feed us and clothe us and give us prayer and pray for us. And there was this lady, Shauna Maxwell, at Bruno's Refuge. She befriended me. She always had a smile and a hug for me. And a lot of people didn't hug people because of COVID. But she would always hug me and said, God's got a plan for you. He's got something for you to do. And you can run, but you can't hide. Okay, every week she'd tell me that. Every Saturday, here she come with the same, you can't run. You can run, but you can't. But I would hear her, and she said, we need to get you in Adult Teen Challenge. I said, what is that? She said, it's a place where you can grow in God and get away from this. Okay, I hear you. She handed me her card. And somehow or another, out of all the things that I would lose, I wouldn't lose that card. For some reason, that card is still in my purse. It's still there. This one particular night, about a couple of months ago, some guy attempted to grab me from behind. It was a rape attempt. I got away. The next morning, I was thinking about her, and I said, I need to go see if they're doing showers, because they do showers too. For some reason or another, this particular day, they weren't doing showers, but her car was there. I ran to the door and knocked out. Shauna, she's like, who is that? I said, it's me, Denise. Open the door. I'm tired. I'm ready to go. She said, for real? I said, open the door, girl. Open the door. She opened that door, and I've been at Adult Teen Challenge since then. I am 40 days clean and sober. You're looking at a 56-year-old woman that has been doing drugs and alcohol since 1989, and I don't have the taste in my mouth anymore. And it was because of God. Because he has something for me to do. I have yet to figure out what it is. But there is something he has for each one of us to do in this room. And we are going to do it before we get there. And thanks to him, I'm not afraid to go to sleep. I'm not afraid to eat. I'm not afraid of anything. Because he said, fear not. Fear no one but me. And guess what? Satan has no place in my life no more. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Denise, for sharing. We appreciate you so much. Our next student, Lacey, come on up here, girl. Lacey's going to share with you. Again, give it up for these ladies. It's hard to get up here and speak, so thank you.
Hello, my name is Lacey Hayhurst. I am 34 from Beaumont, Texas. I have been in the program now for coming up on 3 months. And God has done a work. He's been doing a work in my life that I'm grateful for. He's been trying for a long time to get my attention, and he has. I have had my struggles like everyone else. Mine were starting at about 12 with depression and coming from a mom who was also depressed and unfulfilled and left my father when I was about 11. And I took on a mother role all through my teen years, my younger years. And I started dabbling in drugs and alcohol and just searching for something to fill me and to complete me, because I always felt different and lost and abandoned. And I found myself in an abusive relationship and just caught up and having two children and feeling stuck and like I had no way out and that this is just my life, that I wasn't meant to have a blessed life, whatever that was. And I was told that I was weak, and, you know, I was like a feather that could just be blown away, and I felt weak. I felt trapped. I have lost my children. They're 5 and 9, and that was about 4 or going on 5 years ago, actually. And I lost the fight in me. I lost the fight in me to do what it took to get them back, and they're with my dad and stepmom. They have been adopted by my dad and stepmom. God scooped them up and has been protecting them and loving on them, blessing them. And as the enemy has tried in these years to keep me from being their mother and telling me that I'm just no good of a mother and that I'm not meant to be one and that the good life isn't for me, well, God said otherwise. And he scooped me up and brought me to Adult and Teen Challenge, and I did 12 months, but I didn't follow his calling. I wasn't obedient. I just did the 12 months, but he called me to do more. I had some requirements I needed to fulfill, and I ran thinking, oh, I did my 12 months. I can be good with that. Well, I got distracted once again, and I knew immediately that I had disobeyed and that he had a calling on my life, and that was for me to be planted in Adult and Teen Challenge. And so I stuck in my mess for about 5 months. I was out for about 6 months altogether, and he brought me back. By the grace of God, I am here because he has been so good to me, giving me chance after chance. Thank you, Father God. He showed me this time that there was more, that I did not surrender, and that I lost hope for the promises that he gave me to be a mother again, to walk in his calling that he has for my life, and that with him, depending on him completely through the entire time, that I can do all things through him who strengthens me, and that he's got plans for prosperity, not calamity, for a future and a hope. And I'm just so very grateful to be here, and thank y'all for having us.
Thank you, Lacey. Thank you so much for sharing. Like Lacey and many others, again, I was sharing a while ago that they have stepped out and committed to this year-long process and have left their children, their family members. we, on Saturdays, they often get to come and have visits there on the campus. And it's so amazing to be able to see, even after that 30-day process, because at 30 days, they do get that first visit. And if you can imagine being away from your loved ones for 30 days, I don't have children, so is but for 30 days being away from, you know, my family members, it was difficult. At 2 weeks, they get that first phone call. So when they come in, you can see the children, they run into their arms, and it's such an amazing sight to see. And so this weekend, they were able to visit. But I just wanted to say more often, like, we also get asked, you know, what are our greatest needs? And to be able to accompany the needs for the parents to come in or meals at family times, we actually are having our first annual actually, it's basically where they come in and they check the housing, and we had a Venta Hood that we are raising money for. We need just $1,000 more to be able to knock that off our list, and we will be able to cook meals. Right now, we're actually having to cook meals on the skillets. It's not hard. We are making do. We're survivors, right? So, but we are raising money for that effort right now. There are many ways to be able to get involved in our program. One of those ways is to volunteer. You guys, if any of you want to come and be able to speak into the lives or mentor to these students, we also have a Magnolia Men's Campus. Men, we can't have you here at our program, but we can send you about an hour to 20 minutes north of Houston. But you guys are more than willing to come and be a part of this process and volunteer. We're also taking applications. It's an amazing. I'm hoping to staff here in Houston in just 4 months, and so I'm excited about that. I feel called to mentor and to be a part of the women's lives. I'm going to go ahead and introduce one more student, Ruth Summers. Come on up, girl. Ruth has been in the program. She's an intern now. She's amazing. This is Ruth.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm very blessed to be here today. So I just wanted to start off to say that you have two ways to go in life. You can trust God, or you can worry. You can run or be still. You can live in defeat, live in victory. You can love, hate, or you can live in lies, or you can dwell in the truth. So I was born in Dallas, Texas, 2000. I'm 20 years old, and I'm originally now at Bernie, Texas. And I was born in, like, the ghetto side of Dallas. My birth mom was in prostitution. She was in a really bad addiction, and all of her kids were unexpected. Like, she wasn't married or had a family. She was just had kids through her consequences. So she was really high when she gave birth to us, and the doctors noticed something was wrong, and she failed to attempt any appointment or to get involved with the doctors. She didn't attend any of the appointments, and so the police came to the door, and my dad was packing our things to take us to California, and my birth mom was really high, and so was my dad. So the police banged down the door, took us and my twin and my brother and put us in the foster care system, and we were handed over to CPS. I was separated from all of my 5 siblings for about a year, and I got connected back with my twin sister and my half-brother a year later. So through the foster care system, I went through a lot of trials, I guess you could say, and challenges. Through the foster care system, I was abused, neglected, left alone at stores and the alleys, and the foster care parents weren't very loving towards us, and we were just, I felt like another burden in their lives. And so when I got reunited back with my twin sister, that was basically all I had. And we went to the visits to visit my birth mom, but she never showed up. And the CPS caseworker was like, she's never coming back for y'all. But me and my twin believed that she was coming back. But when she did come back, she signed us over to the state. So now we were open for public adoption. And thank God, he never left me alone. So a couple years later, I did get adopted by a very solid Christian family who actually adopted some other siblings too. So it was cool to, like, connect with other siblings that were also adopted. But I never knew what a family was, what a mom was, what a dad was, because I was born into a system that was very chaotic, that I didn't have anyone to call mom or dad throughout my childhood. So I kind of grew up independent and just was kind of on my own, I guess. I didn't want to be a problem to my adopted parents as well. I didn't feel like I fit in very well, so I tried to be very educated and school. I became the top 7% of the nation through SAT scores. I went through sports and just to like show my parents that I was good enough, would I ever be wanted and will I ever be enough. But I also, there was one problem. I chased my biological family the whole time. I knew that my birth mom was going to come back for me because why wouldn't she? She lost all 6 of her kids and I knew that she would probably want some of them back. So I kind of rejected my adopted parents. They weren't my parents. I didn't put a label on them. I just thought they were another people taking care of me. So the years went by and by, and at 13, I got caught up with the wrong crowd, and I chased relationships. I chased men. And the reason why I chased men was because I thought that that was the only good thing for me, because the most important woman of my life hurt me the most, and I wanted nothing to do with females. So I thought men could be a relationship factor, I guess, in my life, which didn't work out very well either because I always chose the wrong men. So when I was 17, I got caught up in a really bad relationship. I became homeless, and my addiction got really, really bad, and I finally disowned my faith and announced myself as an atheist because if this was God, I wanted nothing to do with it. So at 18, I was in really bad addiction. I got put into ICU for a really bad overdose, and the doctor said that I was a miracle and that God still had a huge calling on my life. My adoptive mom came to visit me and was like, "You're not saved," and you know, just like speaking really harsh truth in my life. So I wanted help, and I was very alone on a curb, and I had nobody to call. And so I called out to God. I'm like, if you're real, you will open up a door for me to go and get help. So the doors of Teen Challenge opened. But since I didn't believe in God, I thought this place couldn't help me because this is a faith-based program. So I came here, and of course I challenged the system, believe it or not. And I was very rebellious, and I didn't want any authority over me, because I thought I was fine for 18 years with having no authority figure in my life, and so I challenged the authority that was placed over me. And so one day, I ran off campus, and I went to go do my thing, and I was stressed out and tired. So I went out, and I was sitting with this homeless guy at a gas station, and I was like my 8th month or 9th month, and he looked at me and said, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm going back to my addiction. I don't want to be here anymore. This place is crazy and everything." And so, but the guy spoke to me in my life and he said, "How do you know it won't work for you if you're challenging the system?" And I'm like, "Oh, you're right. So what do you want me to do?" He goes, "I want you to go back to that campus and try to follow the rules that is placed before you. And if it doesn't work, then you can go back to your addiction." I'm like, I got you. I'll go do 30 days. So I went back. And I told the leaders, "I'm going to give you 30 days. And if nothing works, I'm going back to my addiction." And so at that 30 days, I surrendered my life before God. And obviously it worked because I'm still here. And so I really love what God did in my life, because I went back and all I had to say was, "Yes, ma'am." And I went to go do my thing. And if I didn't like it or disagreed, they could probably see it. But I just said, "Yes, ma'am." And I stayed away from bad influences. I stayed in a positive vibe, and now I'm here serving the Lord. And I'm restored back to my family. My birth mom is actually 5 months sober. She came back into my life. And so it has been really awesome. But my vow, like y'all talked about New Year resolutions, but my vow that I wrote to the Lord yesterday was that I will forgive quickly, love unconditionally, pray constantly, and live courageously, because God, this program didn't save me. God saved me. And God was the one that brought me off of my face and onto my knees into humility. And now that is the one that I will search for and seek for the rest of my life. So I'm just honored to be here. Thank you guys for all of y'all's support and y'all's love. And we all love you. And just thank you.
When Teen Challenge was introduced in South Texas District, it was the women's retreat that, you know, because women support missions. And I felt very drawn to it. And I didn't understand that. I said, God, I told God, I don't understand why I feel drawn to this ministry, because no one in a family or, you know, friends would have need of the ministry. And it was about 20 years later, 15 to 20 years later, something like that, I had a brother enter the program. Who knew? But back then, when I was introduced and I went to my first Teen Challenge banquet, we began supporting Teen Challenge at that point. And we supported Teen Challenge all through the years ever since. My brother left the program at 7 months. I was so heartbroken. But I'm here to tell you that when he came back to the Lord before he passed away, the last year of his life, he recommitted his heart to the Lord. He didn't know he was dying. He didn't know that, you know, he only had a year. And he committed his heart to the Lord. And all of that teaching that he had received in Teen Challenge was instantly there again. He instantly started tithing, Pastor. He instantly began raising his hands and shouting hallelujah and amening the preacher. And it was so awesome. I thank God for Teen Challenge. And I thank God for this church. Thank you for being a faithful and supportive church. And thank you for your prayers to help fight the battle of addiction and overcome through the power of Jesus Christ. He's the difference. He's the difference in that 70-something percent compared to 20-something percent after 5 years. I thank God for Angleton First Church. I'm Susan Roberts, most of you know, but some may not, and some watching may not. And this is my home church, and I'm on staff with Teen Challenge, and I love them. I appreciate them. Thank you, Pastor, for having us.
Amen. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for sharing your story. Church, most of you know, but we have supported Teen Challenge for decades now. The one in San Antonio, we were a lot more connected to them many years ago, and we're connected to this one now. We support them. We're going to continue to support them. I'm sure that we're going to take care of that vent hood today, so that's not going to be an issue. You can keep the skillets going too, but we'll get that vent hood taken care of. Part of our Mission Possible was for Teen Challenge as well. So we are going to give. And as Ahav may mention, if you want to sponsor an individual, you can do that at the table out there. You can give through directly to Teen Challenge. If you're more comfortable giving to the church and designating it for Teen Challenge, I guarantee you every bit of what you give will go that way. It'll just go through us, not to us. And so you can give whatever the Lord would have you to do. But know that your church supports Teen Challenge and will continue to do so. But if this is a ministry that tugs at your heart and you'd like to do a little more than what we already do, connect with them at their tables out there. They've got some product at the tables. You might want to go there and check that out as well. But listen, Teen Challenge, you heard the numbers for some of the other programs that are, and we're not knocking them, we're grateful for every program out there, and 28% success, that's a little better than 1 out of 4, we're grateful for that, but 78% success rate is a lot better than 28, and it's less expensive, and the difference is environment. It's environment. And you say, well, the difference is Jesus. Yes, Jesus is the biggest part of it. That's the environment. But also the environment of getting with others who are where you are and having the support of one another. You need that environment. If you're watching or if you're here and you have a similar addiction, we want to help you. And we'll be glad to pray for you. But sometimes it's more than a prayer. Sometimes you need to give a portion of your life in order to get the rest of your life back. And so this women's ministry is right up the road, almost in our backyard. They mentioned in Magnolia, we've got a men's ministry there as well. They're still one of there are other options. We will help plug you in. We will do whatever we can do to get you there if you're willing. Don't let money or the lack thereof be an obstacle. Let us help you if we can. You need the environment. You know, too many times people, they get free, and a lot of people are doing it right now. The New Year's resolution, they're going to stop doing this. They're going to start doing this. A lot of times, some of these things don't work for us because we don't change our environment. And we just try to stay in the same circle that's been influencing us for years, and we're going to be different, but we're going to stay in that circle. It just doesn't work. You've got to get in a new circle. I'm glad for this circle here. We're glad to be a part of it and to support it. So, church, on your way out, we're about to close. You can take your connection cards, your offering, drop it in the bucket at the door just like we normally do. If you want to do something extra for Teen Challenge, designate that. Go visit their table. Say hello to them. We're going to feed them lunch here a little while later on the property. But we've got some time for you to talk with them. And if you got questions, they'll be out there. And we will give them something today. But if you wanted to do more, let us know that, and we'll take care of that today as well. Church, Mission Possible, the goal was to get it in by the end of 2020. But as I told you before, if you still have Mission Possible funds to give, you can do that at any time, just designated. All right? Would you stand up? Let's pray. Father God, we are grateful for the power of your Spirit. Lord, grateful that there is hope and victory available because of you. Father, I thank you for the new beginning and the story, the victory story, the story of hope and grace that we heard this morning from every one of these ladies. God, may every one of them finish this program, this ministry, and may every one of them be free in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for a nameless, homeless man that spoke to a lady and caused her to go back and finish what she started. Father, bless him, send somebody his way, and use them just as you sent him her way and used him. Father, would you do it for your glory and for his good? Father, I thank you for Teen Challenge, and I pray for their success, and I pray for many good and great things to happen on this new property where they find themselves. And Father, for any that might be watching, that might need what was shared today, I pray that you stir in the deepest part of who they are, and that the desire to be free would well up in them, overwhelm them, and that they would do anything and everything to get out of that hole that they're in, and that they would come and find the freedom that awaits them. Father, I thank you for Angleton First Church, too. I thank you for those that are here and those that are watching. Bless us this year. Use us this year. Do good things in us and through us for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. The church says amen, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening today. For additional information or to call in a prayer need, you can reach Angleton First at 979-849-6112 or check us out on the web at angletonfirst.org. God's blessings upon you, and may His peace be yours today.